Our geo quiz today begins with a New Year's greeting.
다시 내래 라밍 나 든지 나왕기 로 구 주.
That's 10-year-old Tenzing Nawan speaking in the language of her parents' homeland. We're going to meet Nawan and her family in just a moment. They're getting ready to celebrate Losar. It's a New Year's festival that traditionally takes place over several days in February. The exact dates vary a bit each year, according to a lunar calendar. This year, Losar begins on Sunday. The first day is reserved for celebrating with family. Then it becomes a time to visit with friends and exchange gifts. There are traditional foods to enjoy, too, like sweet cookies called kapsi, dumplings called momus, and a buttery-tasting hot tea. But the question is, where is Losar celebrated? Think quickly. The answer is just seconds away. It helps to know that Losar is the Tibetan word for New Year, and Losar is considered the most important holiday in Tibet, so Tibet is the best answer to our geoquiz today. But Losar is also celebrated in parts of India and Nepal and wherever else Tibetan communities have taken root. That would include the United States. Producer Sarang Yongsum visited a Tibetan family in Malden, Massachusetts, as they prepared for the holiday.
Hello. I'm here with Ngawang Sangwo and her two daughters in Malden. And they are a Tibetan family who will be celebrating Losar, which is Tibetan New Year. So I'm here asking them questions about what it means to celebrate Losar and what are the preparations that goes into it.
My name is Ngawang Sangwo, and I'm from Tibet. And my Losar is 50 days and we...
Oh, so you're saying you celebrate 15 days, a New Year celebration lasts for 15 days in Tibet?
Yeah, and, you know, we need all the house, everything's cooling up, and then we make, like, kapsi.
Kapsi is Tibetan cookies that we make out of flour, and it's traditional. We make it every year, and we set it up for the lamara, for the gods. My name is Tipal, and I was born in India. And Losar, Tibetan New Year's, is a lot of preparations that go into it, like making food and cleaning the house for really long. And my mom yells at me every year to clean the house. And on the day of Losar, I'll be wearing new chuba, Tibetan dress chuba, and it's the one with the prints on it, silky, and it has different designs on it. But first thing in the morning, I'm going to do the traditional celebrations with my family. Like eat doma desi and drink lots of chapeja, which is Tibetan tea. It's buttery and salty. It's good.
I'm Tenzin Nong. I'm 10 years old, and Losar means eat, get presents, and go to gompa.
What is a gompa?
A little place where people meditate.
So I know you said you made kapsi for Losar. Can I see what it's like?
Sure.
She's really excited.
Ngawang, the little girl, decided that she would go and show me some kapsi and what it looks like.
Just like little cookies that are hardened and... I'm eating a kapsi.
What does it taste like? Do you have any goals as to what you want to achieve? Or when you pray, do you wish for anything this coming year?
I just wish for everybody to be healthy and the situation in Tibet to get better. Like, I don't know much about it, but I know it's really bad because it's hard for my mom and them to get to call Tibet and get in touch with her family. I wish to be happier next year.
My wish is... I wish I get a dog. Dashi dele.
What Ngawang Sangwo just said was, I wish you much joy and a long and comfortable life filled with everlasting happiness.
Okay.
Losar Tashidale. That's Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
For the world, I'm Sarang Yongsum.